Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting third. The right fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Red Badgerow. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzler moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Metzler moves to third. Watwood moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Badgerow moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Badgerow scores. Schult moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schult tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Lyons goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Browns. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shires for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Badgerow bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lyons. Collins scores. Blue moves to third. Badgerow moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Browns. Heine Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-1, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Watwood takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a pop-up towards first. Blue can't make a play. That's a base hit. Watwood moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Badgerow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mainisch bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schulte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood. Kress reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress tags and moves to third. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Kress scores. It's 6-1, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Sissel reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Sissel moves to third. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds now playing right field. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Badgerow hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood. Badgerow reaches second base with a double. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Badgerow moves to third. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schulte hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-3 in the game. Shires hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Shires reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Shires scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-3 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Hal McCain. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dan Dugan now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Blue reaches second base with a double. Collins moves to third. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Badgerow takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Blue scores. Badgerow moves to third. It's 8-2, Browns. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schultz strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood. Kress reaches second base with a double. Badro scores. Manish goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Whatwood. Kress scores. O'Rourke moves to third. It's 11-2, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Metzler moves to second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Browns. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kham hits a fly ball into right field. Badro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.